you like horror or horrifyingly powerful heroes, you're in the right place. It's March 15th, 2024. Today, Neve Campbell returns for Scream 7, an update about Sonic the Hedgehog, an update about Daredevil Born Again, and an update about Invincible. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Neve Campbell shared a new photo on Instagram. The picture shows the cover page of a script for untitled Scream 7, written by Guy Busick with a story by James Vanderbilt and Guy Busick. The film is directed by Kevin Williamson. The caption reads, "Hi all, I'm so excited to announce this news. Sidney Prescott is coming back. It's always been such a blast and an honor to get to play Sidney in the Scream movies. My appreciation for these films and for what they have meant to me has never waned. I'm very happy and proud to say I've been asked, in the most respectful way, to bring Sidney back to the screen, and I couldn't be more thrilled. Well, actually, I could. While I've been so incredibly lucky to make these films with both the master of horror Wes Craven and the wonderfully talented Matt and Tyler team, I've dreamt for many years of how amazing it would be to make one of these movies with Kevin Williamson at the helm. And now it's happening. Kevin Williamson is going to direct Scream 7. This was his baby, and it's his brilliant mind that dreamt up this world. Kevin is not just an inspiration as an artist, but has also been a dear friend for many years. To the amazing Scream fans, I hope you're as excited as I am. See you on set, Kevin Williamson." There is no further news about the Scream franchise at this time. Paramount Pictures released an update about the third film in the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. The announcement came as a particularly simple social media post. The photo shows the shoes and balled-up fists of Shadow the Hedgehog. In the games, Shadow is initially one of Sonic's greatest enemies. After all, he might just be as fast as Sonic, but Shadow is much more lethal. He stands right next to the Clapper. The caption of the photo simply reads, "Off and running." The photo and caption seems to confirm that filming for the third film has officially wrapped production. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will race into theaters on December 20th, 2024. During a recent panel at Washington, D.C.'s AwesomeCon, Charlie Cox described Karen and Foggy as the heartbeat of Daredevil Born Again. Here's a clip.
"Hello, I was just wondering how you feel about Foggy and Karen being in the show now."
"Aw, it's so cool, man. So cool. Yeah, it was pretty heartbreaking when they weren't around initially. And, you know, when we came back to filming and they had made some changes, which you guys obviously probably read about and stuff, you know, it was clear that Foggy and Karen are kind of the heartbeat of our show, it always were, and so it was really special to have them back. And yeah, huge shout out to both to Deborah and to Eldon, you know. So I know there's been photos, there was some set photos that came out, so I know I can talk about it because it's on the internet. But it was really sweet to have some stuff, some scenes together again."
There's no further news about Daredevil at this time. In an interview with Variety, Invincible creator Robert Kirkman discussed the second season of the Amazon Prime animated adaptation. Here are two questions he was asked and his answers. Can comic fans rest easy knowing they can predict how the story will unfold? I think anyone who feels comfortable, because they've read the comics, are familiar with a story and they think they know what's going to happen next, shouldn't be. You'll notice a huge difference in the way that we tell the same story when it comes to certain relationships and things. We may push things off much longer than we did in the comics, or get things a lot faster, and so you'll never really be able to gauge, like, okay, well, are they going to do that relationship from the comics, or are they skipping it, or have they just not gotten to it yet? The story will play out a certain way to people who are unfamiliar with the comics, but we're trying to be very mindful of the fact that there is at least a significant portion of the audience that's familiar with the complex, and we want you to know, make sure that we are never too predictable, even for the hardcore fans. Can we expect to see Nolan/Omni-Man again in this season? He's a central part of the show, and his story is very important. I can't conceive of going all the way through the end of season 2 without at least seeing something of him, so stay tuned. The fifth episode of Invincible Season 2 is on Amazon Prime now. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. BTS member V released his latest solo single, Friends. Come back tomorrow for an update about Among Us. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for March 15th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to let your geek side show.